are you being used to donate to the food banks?
Nice. That's a great story. Awesome.
And I think I got the new record I want to break.
I think I got the record I want to break, everybody.
I think that's it. I think that's the one. We'll talk more. We'll talk.
Hunker down, Melissa. Hunker down.
Oh, boy.
You two put up with so much. And a great show by both of you. Thank you both.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israeli airstrikes continue to blast over Gaza, and any time now, ground troops may go in with a mission to destroy Hamas. This soldier says he's ready.
We're ready, and we want to do it to finish it because they cut our friend's head, and they killed too many people here in Israel.
The humanitarian crisis is worsening. Supplies are limited, hospitals full to capacity, and there's a dire need to help get aid in. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Jerusalem.
International pressure is mounting on Israel and Egypt to ease the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding across Gaza after more than a week of unprecedented strikes on the Palestinian territory. The U.S. has been pushing the Israeli government to allow aid into Gaza and for Egypt to reopen the Rafah crossing to let people evacuate.
President Biden is considering a trip to Israel. He told 60 Minutes a new occupation of Gaza, though, would be a big mistake.
Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again.
The death toll from both sides has now topped 4,000. Since the conflict in the Middle East, there's been a spike in hate crimes here in the U.S. Police in Illinois say a six-year-old Muslim boy was stabbed to death by his landlord. Ahmed Rakhab is with Chicago's Council on American Islamic Relations.
He knocked on the door. He attempted to choke her and said, "You Muslims must die."
Just getting underway in Washington, a potential gag order for former President Trump. A judge will consider a special counsel's demand that Trump be formally ordered to stop attacking potential witnesses against him. Even though inflation's still dragging us down, Americans are still planning to travel for the upcoming holidays. Bankrate.com's Ted Rossman.
77% are making some sort of changes to their travel plans because of inflation. Most commonly driving instead of flying, taking fewer trips, and picking cheaper accommodations and or destinations.
It is official. Flag football is coming to the 2028 Olympics.
This is a fast-paced game. The American offense already out on the field. They begin each new possession from their own five-yard line, and it's Hoosh Doucette going deep for the big throw.
Five sports were added. Cricket is back. Baseball and softball, lacrosse and squash also are confirmed for the games in Los Angeles. Markets are open for business on Wall Street. The Dow is up 243 points. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiatech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The price for gasoline in Wisconsin fell over 8 cents per gallon in the past week. The average price across the state is $3.22 per gallon. The national average fell more than 11 cents, but the average is still higher than Wisconsin at $3.55. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said he expects additional declines to come. However, the conflict in the Middle East could have an effect on that. He remains cautiously optimistic that the national averages could still decline an additional 15 to 35 cents this fall. Auditions for the next WRCT main stage production are tonight and tomorrow night at the theater. There's roles for all ages in A Candle in the Window. The story follows a small group of weary travelers stuck in a train station during a blizzard. Auditions begin at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the WRCT Auditorium. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 58. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattinaire.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Monday, October 16th. Greg Bach is on the board. Our colleague and friend Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, which you can hear across the Civic Media Radio Network weekdays from 1 to 3 and pretty much every other day part, because, gosh, I've heard you all over the place in the last couple weeks.
Like a bad penny, I keep showing up.
Well, you're filling in for Kreitlow, you're filling in for this one, you've been a busy, busy man.
This Friday, filling in for Matt Flynn direct on Friday afternoon. So,
it's the Todd Alba Radio Network.
No, here's what it comes down to, Greg. They look around and they say, well, who doesn't have a social life? Oh, Todd, he's available. So that's the way it goes.
I don't think that's necessarily accurate, but okay.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Greg just got back from a wedding in Texas.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! How was that?
It was very fun. It was the greatest wedding I've ever gone to in my life.
Really? What made it so great?
I was back in the hotel by 5:30 p.m.
We're going to talk more about that coming up at 11:33. The greatest wedding ever held, and we would love to hear about your wedding stories and some of the great weddings that you have been to. So, if you want to start thinking about that now, and then you can either call in and or text anytime at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
First, I'm always the best man, but never the groom.
Never the groom.
Aww,
you're
Todd.
Still young, Todd. There's still time.
Oh yeah.
Right. We're going to start out. I found this opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, and I think it'll be a really interesting discussion. So it's an opinion piece by Daniel Steininger, and he is the executive director for the Daniel Hone Foundation. He's the president of the Daniel Hone Foundation. And apparently they have been taking suggestions from the public on how to make Milwaukee safer. And in the article, Daniel Steininger talks about this one suggestion that they got, the Hone Foundation's Innovation Challenge to make Milwaukee safer. One person wrote in and said, when I was in high school many years ago, every 15-year-old had to take a mandatory driver's education course. Society thought it was a good idea to have teenagers learn how to safely manage a 3,500-pound vehicle before permitting us to hit the road. Why don't we treat guns the same way? So there is a discussion going on about mandatory gun safety education in middle school. Kids would learn that guns can be lethal by looking at movies, grisly photos, talking to teenage prisoners who ruined their lives in a split second with a gun, going to a firing range to learn how to handle guns properly. So is this a good idea? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should we have mandatory gun safety classes in middle schools?
I read this. I mean, I thank you for sending it to me, Jane. I had not seen it, and I read through it. First, I mean, I don't want to go too far down this road, but I get what the writer, and that's what you just read, the point they're trying to make. But this brings up like a whole other issue. I don't want to get on the road, but this whole thing about, you know, not getting a driver's license. I mean, when I was in school, it was like you could not wait to turn 15 to get your permit and then wait to get 16 to get a driver's license. And now, like, my niece is like almost, she's going to be 17 in the spring. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, I'll get around to it. And there's just a very different attitude. And it's like, oh, my parents will drive me. You know, they don't. So, I mean, I don't know that it's completely analogous to say that we're giving 3,500 people 3,500 pound vehicles to quote unquote kill someone. I don't quite go along with that. I get the point. And I don't think it's really important, as I read this, to step back for a second and say, look, I grew up in a town of 5,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin. I've never lived, you know, as a kid in Madison. I've lived 25 years in Madison. I've certainly never lived in Milwaukee. And so I think that the experience of this writer and certain people, it depends on where you live, what you've grown up with, right? So I think that's number one. But also, I come from a family of educators, and I'm the only goofball basically in my family that didn't go into public education. And I really think as you look through this suggestion, this to me says, wow, this is going to be a huge burden on our public educators and our public education system. Number one, where's the funding going to come from this? And number two, our educators are already overwhelmed. Are you going to have a dedicated gun safety instructor in every school? Or is it going to be part of middle school health class? You're going to do a unit on gun safety. And for me, I know it's trite, and I know people are going to disagree. To me, it just comes down to, why are parents letting kids, you know, 5-6-year-olds watch, you know, play Fortnite? My mom used to teach kindergarten. She's been retired for 12 years. She would tell of 5-6-year-olds drawings of blood and people. Where's that from? Oh, I played this video game. And they learn at a very young age that, oh, killing doesn't mean anything. And I think maybe that's the point they're trying to say. We have to tell these kids that, yes, a gun does actually kill, and you can't just push reset and people get up. But again, is that the part of the public education to do that?
I have a really quick question. When you both were younger, was taking driver's ed, like taking that class they're talking about, was that mandatory when you were 15?
Yes.
It was mandatory.
And we had mandatory drivers.
Because when I was younger, it was completely voluntary. You took it when you wanted to. Because that was the thing I was wondering about. Like, when I was in high school, you didn't have to take it when you were 15. You took it whenever you were ready and your parents said yes. So, I mean, I also wonder, if I'm a parent and I don't want my kids working with guns, being around guns, this all goes back to the whole thing of, like, you're now telling parents how to raise the kid, that you can raise the kids better by doing this. Like, I don't want my kids taking a gun safety course in school. If I want to do that, I will be in charge of that. That's my job, not yours.
There again, that's a great point, Greg, because like some of these other classes, parents will have the option to opt out. Well, then where do those kids go? That's another instructor, another classroom to watch the kids in a study hall that don't, their parents don't want them to have this class.
Yeah.
It would be a huge burden on public education.
And as you said, too, how are they going to fund this? We can't even properly fund our schools the way it is without having an enormous argument. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this. From the 262, teens who ruined their lives and other lives, I think it would be a good idea to present that to some children, but maybe not when they're in middle school. Again, I think
they're playing these video games when they're in kindergarten and first grade.
Blows my mind. It does. Yeah. And I've never even seen Fortnite. I don't know, but I know it's a very violent game. I know there's many, many crazy violent game video games.
I've never played it either. I had somebody around me that had it. I mean, I think some of this, so it's so real now that some of these remote controls, they'll actually vibrate, like, and you have a quote unquote AK-47 in your hand, and it gives you the sense, as much as a video game can, of actually shooting a semi-automatic weapon and killing someone.
Wow.
Is that right, Greg?
It's true. The controllers now, they're called rumble packs, and it works for all different kinds of games. Driving, if you come to a screech, it does do that. I just feel like we're underestimating the intelligence of young people now, especially nowadays. Like I could show you, like, there's kids out there who play video games and they understand the severity of guns. But once again, is this a universal class? Is this like, you know, you know, does Wisconsin create the curriculum? What are we really teaching children if we're teaching them gun safety in school? I mean, I feel like this is a very not right wing, but I feel like it comes with its own I'm sorry, I can't think of the word agenda. It comes with its own agenda. And that really freaks me out.
Just more embracing of guns.
Yeah. Making it even more normal than they already are.
To your point, Greg, again, to me, it comes down to a certain sense of parenting. You have kids that play these games that totally get it. Other kids don't. And I also think, you know, this show goes across Wisconsin, where I come from, in rural Wisconsin. And I can't remember whether our driver's ed was mandated or voluntary. It's been, you know, 1985 or whatever. But the other thing that was voluntary where I come from, but all I would say 50 to 75% of the kids did it in middle school, was hunter safety.
Right.
And you signed up to go down to the courthouse on a Tuesday night for whatever, 4 weeks, and you had a conservation warden and other folks that volunteer, and they taught you that guns kill. They taught you how to handle a firearm. They taught you how to clean it and so forth, all around hunting. So there is that out there for a more rural population. You know, I shouldn't say obviously, but I would think certainly that's less popular or you know, available in places like Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We're talking about an opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel suggesting that we should have mandatory gun safety classes across Wisconsin taught in schools to middle schoolers. Is this a good idea? Should we pursue this? Should we look at this more seriously? From the 414, don't know about making gun education mandatory for all middle schoolers. I don't think it's a good idea for all. If their parents want that for their kids, the Boy Scouts already does a pretty good job of it. Scouts do a lot of other good things as well. Yeah, it's very much, as you said, Todd, if you want to opt out and you don't want your child to take part in these gun safety classes, then you have to have someone to watch that. It's developing a whole new curriculum. It's getting it funded. I can see all kinds of issues with this, but at the same time, I really do think there's a portion of our younger population that think it's a game.
Yes,
guns are a game. And also in this article, it stated some of these teenagers that they spoke with who are now serving time because of shooting and killing someone, they thought it was a toy.
Right. And they freak out, for lack of a better word, after they realize that the person is not coming back.
Is not getting up.
You, Jane.
Yeah.
Right. They're just callous to it. And again, guns are a huge problem. I certainly call on Republicans in particular to pass some meaningful gun laws. To your point, Jane, probably not going to happen anytime soon with the Republican legislature. But I'm not. You know, I grew up again around guns in rural Wisconsin, and here was our gun safety. When I was about four, my granddad said, "You see that gun case that was never locked, by the way?
Right.
You so much as open the glass, let alone touch that, you'll get a whooping." And that was it. I mean, you just knew. You did not touch a gun unless you had permission to do it.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and or text, you can also leave a comment if you are watching the live stream. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stand up, we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord, Lord.
Stand up,
keep us from.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta potty. Don't let the thought of a porta potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well. You know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks, and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options, or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner, like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
These showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Wisconsin, Jane Matt Mayer in for Kristen Bryan. Greg Bach is on the board. Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us as regular on Monday as our co-host. And we are always looking to hear from you at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. There's an op-ed, an opinion piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel suggesting that we teach gun safety classes in middle school. And I did not grow up in a gun household. My father was not a hunter. None of my brothers were hunters. So I for people who have handled guns and this is part of your life, is this a good idea? 844-967-2789. Brian is on the phone from Iguanago. Good morning, Brian. What do you want to say about this?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I think this is a horrible, horrible idea. And all you're going to achieve with something like this is teaching kids to not shoot themselves in the foot before they decide to unload on other people. I mean, give me a break. And at the same time, you know, if you're going to want to make something like this mandatory, then you should make hockey mandatory. Because, I mean, it's not going to be for everyone. Not everyone's going to, you know, like you got someone expressed earlier that a lot of kids do tend to learn about this stuff in hunter safety classes. And that's all that's needed. If a kid's not into it, not into guns or not into hunting, they shouldn't be forced to learn how to operate a gun if they don't want to. And it's, you know, like I said, make hockey mandatory too if you're going to do that, or make ballroom dancing mandatory. I mean, give me a break.
Now, I like that idea, actually, Brian. I could go for mandatory ballroom dancing.
You take square dancing
as a kid. Exactly. That's all I have.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, mandatory ballroom dancing. I think that's
right. I'm with Greg. We had in PE class in Phi Ed in middle school, we had like a square dancing and we got taught the foxtrot.
Oh wow.
Waltz, all that stuff.
Really?
Wow, I didn't get the waltz. Yes. I just got square dancing. They were like, here you go. Find yourself a lassie.
Well, and because square dancing was pretty easy. And they gave you the directions as you were going along. So it's like, yeah, you guys can probably handle this. We have a comment on the live stream from James Egan, We had a hunter safety class available in junior high, and it was optional but available. If you want to offer something like gun safety, then maybe do it like a DARE program that most schools offer.
Well, that was Josh Egan, and DARE wasn't as successful, though. DARE actually got some of my friends to start doing drugs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think the point, I think you made it, Jane, earlier, is that there are a lot of households, like, you know, I grew up in rural Wisconsin, but you didn't have guns in your house. There are a lot of kids, and it's not just guns, right? We had Pam Yonke on, I was filling in for Devils last week. And
I love her so much. We love Pam.
Yeah, I know you, Kristen, have had her on before. She's fantastic. She's actually going to be joining the Civic Media Radio Network from 5 to 6 here soon in several stations. More on that later. But Pam and I were talking. You know, there are a lot of kids that do not know where food comes from. They just go to the grocery store, and as odd as it might sound to folks my generation or whatever, that there are kids in school that have no concept of a farm.
Right.
And I think it's the same way that what you're saying with guns. There are kids that have no concept beyond a video game. And so maybe you know, putting something in the required health class in middle school where you have to teach, you know, a 2-day unit on guns, not show them gruesome videos, but just say, look, these are guns, they're real, and part of public health is quite frankly gun safety these days. I mean the deaths caught, I mean, what is it? I mean, the leading cause of death amongst teenagers is our guns.
Yes.
I mean, if that isn't a health issue, I don't know what is. So maybe there's a hybrid here where we put some form of gun safety in a health class. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Well, and I kind of agree with you on that, Todd, though, too, because I think guns are so prevalent. We have more guns in this country than we have people. Right. And the likelihood that you may stumble over a gun or one gets dropped in front of you, I just think is an increasing concern. And like I said, I don't own guns. I didn't grow up with guns. But I have friends who have guns, and we have gone to a firearm range a couple of times because I want to know what it feels like if I ever have to use one at the last minute. Trust me, you wouldn't want me on your side. But again, I just think they're so ubiquitous in our society that we need to do something. But whether or not this is the answer, I'm not so sure.
Agreed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in. Texter from the 262, the hatred and the meanness in the world has just gotten so out of hand. I believe Trump was the instigator of opening up the Pandora's box, so I've decided I just have to watch sewing tutorials on TikTok or something.
A little quilting will go a long way, my stepmom would say that.
A little palate cleanser for you.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is so true, right? That we are, I can't really say you blame this part on Trump. There's a lot of blame on Trump, but not this specifically. But I think that people have gotten more calloused to violence.
Absolutely.
And I'm a pretty libertarian dude when it comes to, like, hey, put it all out there, let people choose. But I do think that especially younger people are just so calloused to violence, and I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but it bothers me. And again, it gets down to parenting, which you can't legislate. I understand. I come from a divorced household. I was a latchkey kid at 11. So I get that people don't have equal opportunities and there's a racial overtone here. But I mean, we have to work with our parents to support them so they can help educate kids at home in conjunction with public education.
All right. We are coming up against the break. We're going to switch gears a little bit when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the sun will roll. And one day I'll be mourning my father's son. But I don't own a single gun. La la la.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The price for gasoline in Wisconsin fell over 8 cents per gallon in the past week. The average price across the state is $3.22 per gallon. The national average fell more than 11 cents, but the average is still higher than Wisconsin at 3.55. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said he expects additional declines to come. However, the conflict in the Middle East could have an effect on that. He remains cautiously optimistic that the national averages could still decline an additional 15 to 35 cents this fall. Auditions for the next WRCT main stage production are tonight and tomorrow night at the theater. There's roles for all ages in A Candle in the Window. The story follows a small group of weary travelers stuck in a train station during a blizzard. Auditions begin at 6:30 tonight and tomorrow night at the WRCT Auditorium. I'm Alyssa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 58. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Move on now, though, for the endless, endless search, Todd, for a new Speaker of the House.
Our own
Tom Tiffany on Friday talked to Wisconsin Public Radio, and he said, Republicans do not fall in line behind leadership the way Democrats did for former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Quote, we're just not that way. We've got these people that are very independent thinkers. They're not going to have somebody in leadership browbeat them. You have to convince them, unquote.
I pay his salary.
Independent,
can I counter that?
Independent thinkers. They're a bunch of independent thinkers as opposed to a bunch of five-year-olds.
Can I see your quote, raise you one? This is from Austin Scott, Republican of Georgia on the Ag Committee, was a candidate for a hot second over the weekend. No one had heard of him and threw his name out there just to make sure that Jordan didn't get it. When asked by Mano Raju of CNN, the Capitol reporter, the congressional reporter for CNN, how this was all making Republicans look, Austin Scott of Georgia said, quote, it makes us look like a bunch of idiots, unquote.
Well done.
You know what?
Give it, honesty.
Give him the job.
No, he'll withdraw. They would never support someone who's actually logical. Come on.
My God.
And I actually think Jordan could get it.
He could. There's been a lot of horse trading over the weekend. There are a lot of talk on the various talk shows over the weekend. Here's the problem is that Jim Jordan, as our friend and colleague Matt Flynn likes to call him, Gymnasium, G-Y-M, Jim Jordan, because of the alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State when Jim Jordan was an assistant coach there. By the way, he was a wrestler at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a decorated one of the top wrestlers ever to come out of Wisconsin, went on to be an assistant coach at the Ohio State University, where several young men testified under oath that there was a team doctor that sexually assaulted them and that Jim Jordan knew all about it and never did anything despite being asked. That doctor died by suicide, and Jim Jordan basically got off scot-free.
And that was and that's what ended that.
Right.
It's not like he was exonerated. It's not
exactly.
None of that happened. The doctor in question killed himself, and the case came to an end.
Exactly. And add to that that there's multiple accounts, not the least of which is former Republican Liz Cheney, not exactly a snowflake, who has testified under oath in the January 6th committee that no one was closer to the plan for the insurrection with Donald Trump on January 6th than Jim Jordan. So there is actually a sense of a sense of character, at least amongst a dozen or so Republicans in that caucus, that say we simply can't have this guy. And remember, in the closed caucus, Jim Jordan still has not gotten to the 217 votes that he needs to get on the House floor. And then we talked about this last week on my show. Trump has kind of gotten in the heads of, again, 8 to 10 of these folks. And they look at what he did being self-serving and narcissistic where he got. And it's like, well, that'll work for me. And they're holding out for no other reason, not for good government,
no,
not for democracy,
no,
not even for a position, a political position, but for themselves. And that's causing chaos. So you've got Patrick McHenry, the Speaker pro tem, who may become a viable candidate. You've got Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, who I don't think can get the votes. Steve Scalise is withdrawn. Believe it or not, there is actually on Capitol Hill right now word that Kevin McCarthy may end up being a viable candidate at some point if they can't get anybody else. And then you've got, as we just heard on CBS News on some of our stations at the top of the hour, the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries are reaching out to see if there could be a coalition with at least, you know, 5 or 6 Republicans to make him speaker. Remember, he would be the speaker, but Republicans could call a vacate to the chair anytime on him. So he really wouldn't be fully empowered. And any Republican that crosses over, they're toast in a primary election in their district. So are they willing to give up their seat for democracy?
Well, to be fair, Kevin McCarthy, even when he was elected the first time, didn't really have a whole lot of power anyways. He was always walking a tightrope, always on that razor thin
100%
margin. But, I mean, I guess, what's McCarthy got to gain by doing this?
Well, he's obsessed with being speaker. He always has been. And he keeps vacillating, going back, no. Well, I might think about it. No, I'm out. But the reason that some people are saying don't completely count out Kevin McCarthy, and Major Garrett from CBS News over the weekend was one of these, is that, you know what? McCarthy cobbled together votes once, and if it gets to the point where Republicans either can't elect anybody else, and are unable to work with Democrats and put Hakeem Jeffries in the Speaker's chair. Democrats, at some point, simply to do the business of the country during an international crisis with Israel and moving towards the cliff again for a government shutdown in December, Democrats, at some point, may have no other choice simply to keep the body running than to join with some of those Republicans again and put Kevin McCarthy back in the chair.
If Kevin McCarthy would become Speaker again, does he get a second picture?
Does he get a second gavel? Two gavels?
Does he get a new picture right next to his old picture?
I mean, this is unprecedented. That term gets overused, but it's never happened before. This is unprecedented territory in the United States history.
A column in the Daily Beast today, Jordan's ascension to Speaker would signal a clear shift in priorities, redirecting the House Republicans in an even more MAGA orientation. Jordan said he will not support continued aid to Ukraine if he's elected Speaker, which I don't understand how Republicans have become so pro-Putin.
Right. If Jim Jordan becomes Speaker, we would have a pro-Putin, pro-communist, pro-authoritarian Trump ally two heartbeats away from the presidency of the United States. That's where we'd be at. And Liz Cheney herself said last week, if Jim Jordan would get elected, that Republicans no longer, I'm paraphrasing, would no longer be able to defend that their party is in any way, shape, or form to be trusted with the Constitution and democracy.
Absolutely. They're just not serious.
And that's why there is this small group of Republicans who realize that. I mean, the Wisconsin delegation, not part of that. But there are Republicans who say, to your point, Jane, that we simply can't be that overt about it. That's what it comes down to, right? We can't be that overt. We have to at least pretend that we're pro-democracy. And you know what? To be fair, I still believe that there are probably a dozen or 20 in the Republican caucus that probably are.
I don't disagree with that, Todd, but we have yet to see those people stand up.
Oh, 100%. You know, they rather be congressperson than protect democracy.
Exactly. And again, they're more interested in their own jobs and their own bank accounts than they are working on behalf of their constituents. And Jim Jordan is a perfect example of that. He's been in Congress for 16 years. He has not authored one bill that has even made it to the floor. I don't think he's even co-sponsored anything. John Boehner, who was the former speaker, who also got shoved out, calls Jordan a terrorist. He's been a legislative terrorist. He does nothing. He creates nothing. He makes nothing. He is a destroyer. That is what he does. He's there to throw bombs.
He has no real agenda other than trying to do this goofy, you know, made up impeachment against Joe Biden and like you say, cause chaos and do the will of Putin. And I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm not just saying that because Republican. I'm really not. I mean, there are other people you could probably put there. I forget the guy's name. Matt Flynn has floated his name. I believe he's from Oklahoma. I believe he's one of the few Native American Republicans in that caucus. And, you know, Matt has said, look, this is, you know, sure, he's still a Republican, but I mean, at least he has a sense of decency.
That's in real short supply these days.
Where are we in the world where that's the saving grace? Well, he seems like a good person.
Right. Right.
Yours. Go ahead.
I only laughed when you brought up Jim Jordan not authoring any bills. I know you had my former boss, Scott Klug, on for his new podcast, Lost in the Middle, last week. Great interview, by the way.
Thank you.
And when I was working for Scott, we did a town hall, and somebody goes, you've only done whatever it was, five or six bills since you've been in Congress. You know, you're not, what do you call that? And Klug looked dead him in the eye, and he said, progress. He said Congress makes too many laws the way it is. I don't think we should be impeding people. Well, that was one of the best comebacks ever.
That's a great comeback. But you are also there to accomplish things.
Yes.
You are supposed to do things instead of just be your own placeholder.
Right.
So you can sit there and collect your $174,000 a year salary and all, you know, your per diems and stuff. Yeah, you're actually supposed to do something on behalf of your constituents. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in on the endless, it appears endless search for a Speaker of the House. Texter from the 608, West from Middleton. I feel like crossing the aisle may actually benefit some Republicans. I think a district like Wisconsin 1 or Wisconsin 3, a bipartisan move to govern in a sane faction would actually play well. I think the coalition option is actually the most likely at this point. The MAGA caucus is jumping the shark.
I think it's a great point by the caller. I agree that it would help them in the general. The problem is that these people would be primaried. Any Republican that crosses over will be primaried, and the MAGA caucus will come out in the primary and take him out, not to mention all the money that will come in to take this person out. So that's, yes, to the caller's point, in Wisconsin 3, Wisconsin 1, Janesville, and Western Wisconsin, sure, that would probably help you in general. It will not help you in a primary.
844-967-2789 from the 262. If Jim Jordan becomes speaker, Dems with both the win both the presidency and a House majority next year. Short term a mess, long time a progressive win.
Could be true, actually. I think that could be true. But in the meantime, we have an international crisis going on, not just with Israel now, but we see now that Iran is saying that they might want to get into this. We have another aircraft carrier unit being moved into the Mediterranean by President Biden. By the way, I thought he did a great job last night on 60 Minutes. I think he's exactly the person that we need there right now. But we need to have Congress working hand in hand with the president to do these basic national security issues, let alone, as I said, we're heading towards this cliff of another government shutdown. Do we really want our military women and men to be being unpaid going into the holidays? That's a realistic possibility.
Absolutely. But, Todd, Republicans just don't care.
Many don't.
They don't. They just don't care. Look at Tommy Tuberville holding up all of these promotions in the military. Look at Rand Paul. Again, it's one person can step in the way and stop all of this progress. Just because they're having a hissy fit.
Yeah, it is abdicating the responsibility. And to the earlier texter's point that you made, Jane, that politically there is a real narrative, whether it is in Washington over what's going on at the House or here in Wisconsin with Robin Voss and others not getting their act together, not being serious. Republicans are showing voters they are unable to govern. And that is a narrative that Democrats could take into 2024 with real actionable examples to give to voters.
There's so much material to work with, right? They got a lot of material, I'm telling you. And if you have questions about Jim Jordan and these allegations about him turning his head away from what was happening in the locker room of the Ohio State wrestlers, I suggest you Google a video of some of the testimony and some of the people who testified that Jim Jordan called them, begging them not to throw him under the bus because it was going to harm his political career. All right, we are coming up against the break. Bill, I see you on the phone. If you can hang on for just a second, we will come back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On me.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wednesday, 58 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mattner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, joining us as he does every Monday while Kristen is out on maternity leave for the first hour. Want to remind folks, coming up right after 11 o'clock at 11:06, attorney Joe McClear will be joining us. I know we had him on last month, Greg Bach. Really excited to have him on again. He is an attorney in Oshkosh who focuses on estate planning. So if you have elderly relatives or you are of a certain age, I would really encourage you to stick around so you can hear about some options on how to protect yourself, on how to protect your elderly relatives. It's really important to plan, not just for you, but for the people who are you are going to leave behind.
Call us with questions if you have them.
If you have them, you can always call 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're talking right now about the endless search for a Speaker of the House. Where is he? We need one. Where are they? Who should it be?
It should be you, Jane.
I volunteer.
Wouldn't that be great?
You don't have to be a member of Congress.
Right.
I could buy some fake.
You'd be great.
I could buy some fake pearls. I could do a Nancy Pelosi. Probably not heels, but you know, that's all right. Anyway, Bill from Oconomowoc has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Great topic on the speaker. You know, that's the caucus of chaos. Don't expect anything great to come out of it because it never does. I think with them and Trump, they're just cutting off their nose to spite their face. They're going to be the reason for their own demise. If you don't agree with me, look at Mike Lindell and look at Rudy Giuliani. I mean, those guys can't even afford a sandwich. Trump so far, and I don't know if I'm accurate, but I think he's already lost almost half his fortune, or knows he will. Well, if he's lost that maybe to date, or he can see that handwriting on the wall, and the worst is yet to come. These people who used to frustrate us and used to upset us now are getting kind of what they deserve because they asked for it. Don't mess with America. Don't second-guess America. If you try and attack America, Americans are smart enough as a whole in the percentage to realize what you're doing. I think it's going to be an interesting time. I'll long be dead before this all goes in the history book, but it's history happening every day. So keep doing the job you guys are doing and have a beer on me.
You got it, Bill. Thank you so much. We love it when you check in. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's funny that he mentioned about Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, now too is facing down bankruptcy. And I saw on Twitter over the weekend that General Mike Flynn, who is also a big QAnon, you know, right-wing loon, Mike Flynn auctioned off an autographed pillow by Mike Lindell to help cover the legal bills for Peter Navarro. Is that not hilarious?
Wow. Had Mike Lindell not done anything, he would be, Had he just stayed a Trump supporter and kept his, he would be so rich right now.
Yeah.
But he's dumping every dime of his own money into this, and no one can tell him different. This man is not well. He's not well.
I don't disagree with you.
I said, Greg, if you want to use it now or you can use it later some other time, your own personal time. Somebody posted on Instagram, and I am not the Instagram, you know, queen that Kristen Bry is, but Mike Lindell was on there in a deposition on this bankruptcy thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the attorney said about a lumpy pillow.
Yeah.
And the guy just goes off, and I can't get enough. I've played it like a couple of times on our show. I can't get
enough. My pillows aren't lumpy. You're lumpy.
And then he starts cursing at him. Yes, and
it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's. But Greg, I agree with you. I think fundamentally, Mike Lindell is not a well man.
Yeah, I agree. And like, I wonder, does he have family who's like, can you just take it down a notch?
If he does have family, I'm sure they've tried and probably given up at this point. One more text I want to share with you from the 608. The GOP theme song for 2023-24 is "Desperate but Not Serious" by Adam Ant.
Whoa, that's a deep cut.
Huh? Whoa. New theme song, Greg Buck.
All right. Okay, I'll find it.
All right, new theme song. All right, Todd Alba, not a good Saturday for the Badgers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I listened to the first half right here on Civic Media. Of course, we stream the Badgers all season long on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Kenosha Racine, amongst others. And so you can listen to Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. I did that. And then I watched the second half on television. Boy, a lot of frustration. Badgers got beat by one of their rivals, Iowa, over the weekend. Iowa has the inside track now in the Big Ten West, and the Badgers are going to have some work to do. I think for me and others, one of the most disturbing things was that the Badgers just don't seem to have any identity right now. And you have most of the core players were recruited by Paul Christ and his staff. And now you have, you know, Luke Fickell and Phil Longo coming in trying to force this air raid style offense on them with the players that don't really fit that. And I think there's just a lot of concern by Badger fans of, look, that might be where you want to go and you might have success long term, but at least for this season and maybe into next, you kind of got to use the players that you have. And that didn't seem like what the Badgers were doing on offense. Defense was okay, but also just a lot of turnovers, a lot of sloppy play, which is not indicative of the Badgers usually. Part of that might be new personnel, new assignments, that sort of thing. Offensive line was getting pushed around all over. And it was a lot of concern. And also the starting quarterback for the Badgers got taken out.
Right.
On a hand injury, and now you've got Braden Locke, the backup quarterback, who came to Wisconsin with an awful lot of praise, a transfer from Mississippi State. He learned the air raid offense from, Mississippi State coach, the guy who just passed away last year. He's all about Pirates. It'll come to Mike Leach, who created the air raid offense. This kid learned it under him before he transferred from Mississippi State after the untimely passing of Mike Leach. So he knows this offense. But again, our offensive coordinator Longo was not putting him in situations that he could really do well. So a lot of questions.
Am I wrong in assuming, though, that this was always going to be kind of a rebuilding season?
Yeah, I think a lot of people that bought into the hype, amongst them Todd. as we bought into the hype, and I think maybe lower expectations would have been the name of the game. I still think Luke Fickell gets the job done long term, but it's going to take some time.
Would you say the Badgers are lumpy?
They're not lumpy.
They're not lumpy. They're not lumpy. Todd Alba, always a great pleasure having you on. We will
you
see
guys
you
as well
next Monday at 10 o'clock and catch Todd from 1 to 3 this afternoon. We are going to the top of the hour news. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on, yes, the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from
WFHR,
the Longevity Foundation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.